Lifelong Floridian author, historian, and former state lawmaker Vernon Peoples has died. The fifth-generation Floridian passed away Sunday at the age of 85. Peoples served as a Democrat in the Florida House of Representatives, representing portions of Charlotte, DeSoto, Lee, and Hardy counties from 1982 through 1996. The Charlotte Sun-Herald reports that in the late 1980s, Peoples was on the ground floor of efforts to create Florida Gulf Coast University and spearheaded funding efforts to create a Charlotte County campus of Florida Southwestern State College. For 13 years, Peoples provided a historical perspective on Florida through his commentary series, Vernon's Views, here on WGCU. In remembrance of Vernon Peoples, we now listen back to one of those commentaries documenting a particularly memorable day in 1943, when Peoples, at the age of 13, was working as a page in the Florida House.
There is only one autograph I ever sought. I have crossed paths with many famous people, but only one impressed me sufficiently to ask for their autograph. I was 13 years old, and I knew this person was unique. In a sense, it was a Florida autograph, although this person was not a Floridian. She was visiting Tallahassee to speak to the Florida legislature. Her signature was written on stationery of the Cherokee Hotel in Tallahassee. The hotel boasted of having air-cooled rooms and a radio in every room. These accommodations fixed the time frame. The year was 1943, and I was working as a page in the Florida House of Representatives. Helen Keller was born in 1880 in Tuscumbia, Alabama, graduated from Radcliffe College with honors, was an author, and devoted her life to social causes. I knew who this person was, but I did not fully appreciate her accomplishments until after I had heard her speak. I was awestruck. You could not directly ask for her autograph because she could not hear. When she was leaving the House chamber, I stopped her and her friend, Polly Thompson, and asked Polly if Miss Keller could sign autographs. I was politely told that if I would provide my name and address, the autograph would be provided. Of course, I was skeptical, but complied. A few days later, the autograph arrived with the return address, Cherokee Hotel, Tallahassee, Florida. I opened the envelope, and there it was. Helen Keller was 19 months old when deprived of her hearing and sight. She quickly lost her ability to speak. Her parents appealed to Alexander Graham Bell for advice, and Ann Sullivan came to instruct the young girl. Within a month, Miss Sullivan had imparted the gift of language to her pupil. The case of Helen Keller is the most extraordinary ever known in educating blind, deaf, mutes. Her accomplishments include learning several languages and a wide culture and authoring 6 books. She was brilliant and successful against all odds. She smiled from the soul, possessed a radiant personality, a keen wit, piercing intellect, and an abiding compassion for people. Once she said, "Knowledge is happiness, because to have knowledge, broad, deep knowledge, is to know true ends from false and lofty things from low. To know the thoughts and deeds that have marked man's progress is to feel the great heart throbs of humanity through the centuries. And if one does not feel these pulsations, a heavenward striving, one must indeed be deaf to the harmonies of life." These words came from a person who was blind, deaf, and unable to speak. She overcame unbelievable obstacles. Helen Keller was by far the most remarkable person I ever met. There have been presidents and kings, priests and generals, the rich and the powerful, but none to equal Helen Keller for how far she came in quest for a better life for herself and for all mankind. Her autograph may have no monetary value, but every time I look at her signature, I marvel at her remarkable achievements.
That was historian, author, and former Florida House member Vernon Peoples, who died Sunday at the age of 85. Services will be held Wednesday afternoon at 2 at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Punta Gorda. The public is welcome to attend. This is WGCU News.